More than 9 million people in the West African nation of Ghana do not have access to clean drinking water. That's according to WaterAid America. Most water in Ghana is boiled and filtered. That includes tap water. But in numerous poor, remote areas, filtering is not affordable, and many people drink water that's unsanitary. WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn takes us to one such rural area as part of her series, Ghana at a Glance.
Getting to Kordiabe by car takes about 2 hours from Ghana's capital of Accra. Some of the paved roads near the village are muddy and filled with potholes so large the driver uses his shoulder. Many of the homes here are cinder block, one-room, tin-roof dwellings. Some are made of mud. Few of the 3,600 residents have running water.
We have a lake, and that's where they often get the water.
That's Father Andrew Campbell. He lives in Accra, but he built a clinic and fish farm, renovated the school, and funded other projects in Kordiabe.
It's dirty water, it's awful. And unfortunately, you know, that this is what they have to bathe in and they have to drink. God knows what sort of diseases you get from that lake.
A long, narrow dirt road leads to the lake, created by a dam across a nearby river. Small children walk along the side of the road carrying buckets of all sizes. On the banks of the lake, four young boys drink the muddy-colored water they've been swimming in. Ruben Alatini.
We drink this water if you come to the stream.
Are you not afraid that it's dirty or?
Oh, no.
Do you ever get sick from drinking the water?
Yeah. We still drink it if we come to the stream. And we are thirsty, we drink it.
A bit farther down the road, about 15 teenagers are swimming in the dam. They drink the water too, even though some have washed their clothes here today. Eric Frempong.
The water here is not hygienic at all. But sometimes you drink the water and people get diarrhea and stuff. Typhoid fever and stuff.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah, for about 2 weeks.
But the dam's water is considered better than Kordiabe's small streams where some people get their water.
I'm walking up from the hill from a very murky, dirty water source. It's a water hole that the cattle and many other animals also shared with the people, and it's also the source of many of the illnesses that the people of Kordiabe have had over the years.
There are only 10 public water taps where residents can get water here, but that water also comes from the dam. In addition, sometimes the taps don't work. Again, Father Campbell.
Those who take care of the cattle, they purposely break the pipes so they can give water to the cattle. And you see the kids having a bath in it, and you see the cattle coming and drinking from it.
Bottled water and water sold in bags on the street are plentiful, but because there are few jobs in Kordiabe, Father Campbell says many residents live on less than a dollar a day and cannot afford to buy water.
There's many poor families out there. A lot of the middle class have gone to the city looking for work. So it's mainly those old people and the children that you get left behind.
Back in the U.S., in Laurel, Maryland, Beverly Hunt recalls during several trips to Ghana seeing firsthand the unsanitary water conditions in rural areas. Hunt took those trips with her business partner, Sylvia Baffour, a native Ghanaian who lives in Washington.
Sylvia and I were talking, and we just wanted to do something. And we came up with an idea of raising some money to get some water filters so that families could have another option.
The two called on close friends and raised enough money to purchase 55 clay water filters at $20 apiece. Baffour says her family used one for years.
It can filter out some of these waterborne diseases. We used to have to boil our water, then cool it down, and then filter it through the regular types of filters. And with this one, you can just take it straight from the tap.
Hunt and Baffour delivered the clay water filters to families that Father Campbell and Baffour's uncle identified in Kordiabe and a nearby leper community. That was 4 years ago. At the clinic in Kordiabe, Regina Tete, who has 8 children, said through an interpreter that the clay water filter she received from Hunt and Baffour changed her life.
Before they get the water filter, they treat the water from dam. The children have skin diseases and diarrhea too. She said now they are okay.
Her neighbor, Belinda Opong, says says her health has also improved since receiving a filter.
Myself, I get typhoid, and they give me that water filter. Now I'm getting the clean water.
With her three children sitting beside her, Salome Tete said her family collected water from a stream used by cattle before they got the water filter. They were sick a lot.
She said her entire family was very healthy with the arrival of the water filters because they were no longer falling sick and the kids were always in good shape.
But sadly, her children broke the water filter's collection jug and they are getting their water from the public tap.
Said the taps seem better than fetching from the stream, but because the filters are not available, they still fall sick, so they're not as healthy as they used to when they had a water filter.
Oh, I remember her.
This young lady, yes.
In looking at recent pictures of Tete, Hunt and Baffour are saddened that her water filter is broken.
We'll make sure to put a call out to make sure that Father Campbell can get one to that family.
It would be nice. It was also nice to know what a difference it was making, a tangible difference that she could observe.
Because the water quality throughout Ghana is poor, Father Campbell says the clay water filters Hunt and Baffour delivered were a godsend.
The 55 water filters, what is this, a drop of water? But yet, the village is better off because of these drops of water. We wouldn't be able to estimate the good things that has happened because of that. The lives we save, the health and others.
Hunt and Baffour say because of the scarcity of clean water in Ghana, they hope to raise additional funds to provide more clay water filters to other needy families. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Kodiabe, Ghana for 881 WYPR.